Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 15th in the year of our Lord 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal, steady as a rock, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law that I am, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances, absolutely brilliant, put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great solutions we have in our toolkit, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want a revolution. We stand against a revolution. Go study history. They don't turn out too well. The American Revolution was no doubt the exception, and thank heavens for it. However, why have a revolution when you can have a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth? Welcome to the broadcast. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That's 877-817-9829, and you might want to get products being delivered today. Because if you do, you could probably make it before Christmas. We're running out of time, though, that's for sure. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Do business with the good guys today and tell them that Sam and Kurt sent you, would you please? All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel and available on demand at libertyroundtable.com as well. We had Larry Pratt on, Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is the website. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. Gunowners.org. We talked about Ivanka Trump may serve as First Lady instead of Melania. Wow, that's a weird thing. There's all kinds of weird things surrounding that, by the way, folks, in the news. Most of them have no basis in fact, by the way. Trump selects former Navy SEAL and current rep Brian Zinghi for Interior Secretary, but now they're saying, what goes with that? Kathy's out, Ryan's in. The sad part about Ryan is he believes that the federal government should keep the land and that somehow it shouldn't be returned to the states. He doesn't understand the Constitution, does he? We pray that guy turns out well, though. Rick Perry, the head energy department, that's a division or department in government that he sought to abolish. So we pray Rick Perry, it becomes the leader of the energy department and then shuts that sucker down. Tony Perkins says Trump's Secretary of State pick, Rex Tillerson, is a concern. It should be alarming to Christians because of his past views on gay and lesbian agenda and on abortion. John Street wrote the piece. Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Era of disruption has only just begun with Donald Trump, says the New York Post. Well, yeah, those folks might get disrupted right out of existence if they're not careful, huh? The New York Times airs an ad for fake news in the middle of their article about fake news. Whoops. Well, there you have it. New York Times loses credibility before your very eyes. Restaurant serves, quote, My Little Pony Burger. It's a menu item made from meat. From butchered aging horses. Now, it's overseas, but I hope it's not coming to a restaurant near you. Many people say it tastes quite good, though, huh? Wow. Bill Gates had a meeting with Donald and likens Donald Trump to JFK. Wow. And he said Donald Trump has a chance to crank up American leadership through innovation. CNBC with that report. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour 2, still available on demand at your fingertips for free. Final showdown, Sheriff Joe slaps Barack Obama with new birth certificate bombshell. Bob Unruh, WND.com. The press conference will be later today, like 4:30. Just think this afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in. We'll see what Joe Arpaio has, and we'll see if anybody, including Donald Trump or any mainstream press people, jump on the fact that the birth certificate's forged, and Joe Arpaio intends to lay it out all on the table with Michael Zillow and prove it. Average price of Manhattan apartment tops $2 million. for the first time ever, wow, costs are going up, folks, and so are the interest rates, so is inflation. The Brady Bunch actress turned pundit loses radio gig for politically incorrect Facebook rant. The battle rages. Little Cindy, well known in pigtails, well, grown up now, going off on liberals about the gay and lesbian agenda, and it's a big old battle, and she lost her job, and free speech is in the mix, and, well, there you have it. Crazy, huh? Have you heard of the mannequin challenge? Yeah, the mannequin challenge is kind of a trip. Stay still, take shots. It's kind of like frozen in time. It's all over the internet. Then there's also the backpack challenge, if you haven't heard of that. And then the latest challenge, what is the one-finger selfie challenge, and how did it start? People are getting naked, completely in the nude, and then using one finger to block out their private parts. And I guess what you do is you put your one finger up there and, you know, do you move it closer to the lens so that you can block out, you know, how much you look in a mirror or whatever to try to get a handle on exactly what's going on and make sure the shot's perfect. It's a trend that's absolutely rocketing across the internet. I would submit, don't try this at home. Don't try this anywhere you are. Don't do it, folks. It's merely an immoral, in my opinion, display of immodesty, and it's not good. Anyway, that's the one-finger selfie challenge. Will Republicans block Donald Trump tax cuts? Asks Bloomberg News. The answer is probably yes. You know, they talk big, but when the walk comes to the walk, they prove their insider status. We see it over and over again. Congressional Republican leadership punts on IRS abuses. They're not even going after the IRS commissioner when literally it's been proven that the IRS illegally went after conservative groups. No accountability, folks. Wow. We talked about how Carrier plans to use the tax breaks. LibertyNewsRadio.com with those details. One of the best news services on the internet. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out today. Oh, actually, it needs to be LibertyNewsDaily.com for that one, doesn't it? All right. Liberty News Daily, one of the best news services on the internet, too. IBM to hire 25,000 more workers in the United States, and I guess they're going to invest $1 billion in employee development, whatever that means. Yeah, the tech boss vowed that right ahead of a Donald Trump meeting. Even meeting with the Donald is getting people to commit to jobs. Isn't that interesting? And he hasn't even started yet. Wow. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday, available on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. By the way, we added all kinds of cool shows to that, too, for your listening enjoyment. So check that out, Roku player, and then look for the Liberty News Radio channel. LibertyNewsRadio.com for award-winning talk shows around the clock. LibertyNewsDaily.com for some of the best news on the internet. And that's a recap of yesterday's show. The news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I guess a lot of people now are writing articles saying there's three reasons to put Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court. And there's a real push now to see, is Donald going to put pro-life justices on the Supreme Court? And if so, how quick will he act? And who will he place, Kurt?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about it? I mean,
I think he needs to see it, and I think that there's several good people. You know, Ted Cruz has had a pretty solid pro-life Supreme Court record, if you will. Meaning, he's served as a clerk. He's done a lot of things. He's backed some certain issues in court and things like that, to where he'd probably be as solid as any, Kurt. And I don't support him for president because he's not constitutionally qualified, but he's still a pretty good guy in a lot of ways. And, you know, he's got some problems, and there's some concerns with any of these people that have made it to the top level, Kurt. But I would say this, his track record is better than most, by far. I personally would support Mike Lee for the Supreme Court. But, see, part of the problem with some of these guys is if you move them out of the Senate, put them in the court, then who do you put in the Senate in their place? That can have some serious concerns, too.
Good point.
So, I don't know. I would support it, though. What are the three reasons they give, though, Kurt?
Well, as you look at these different stories, in this case, Ted Cruz and the three reasons. I couldn't remember this story, but I am finding it. There it is. You know, and they say, this is World Net Daily, Carl Jackson, and he says, Republican leaders are salivating at the chance to get Cruz out of the Senate majority. That's what the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, says. That's one reason to leave him there, I guess. But anyway, I don't know. We'll talk about the other reasons after the pause, huh?
You got it. Sounds phenomenal. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. So three reasons to put Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court, writes World Net Daily. Come on, Kurt. All right, now we lost Kurt. I'll try to get him back here. All right, we're going to move to this voting story.
Sorry about that.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, my wife just needed me for just a second.
Yeah, you
got to
tell her you just can't do that, man. You get dead air for thousands and thousands of people.
I think everybody likes it because
no, they hate
a second just to breathe and to think.
No, they think there's dead air and there's something wrong with the radio, and radio station owners go ballistic and start trying to check out equipment and all kinds of stuff.
Reason one for Ted Cruz is that Mitch McConnell would want to get rid of him out of the Senate. Reason two.
Okay, but that's a bad reason, though, because what are we going to do if Mitch McConnell gets rid of him? Then you got somebody else Mitch McConnell wants to put in place, right?
Yeah, I agree. But anyway, reason two, Trump wants to avoid a primary challenge from a likely opponent if he has a failed presidency.
And I guess my response is, okay, I guess that would take Ted Cruz out of the mix for that if he's on the court, right?
Yeah, because he's on there, you know, for good. I mean, at least they say until, what is it, for bad behavior or, you know. But
well, it depends on who you are. That's what it's supposed to be.
They,
but for you
they
and
never
I,
get rid of him. Anyway, yeah, that's right. Anyway, then they say Ted Cruz has the potential to become an even better justice than Antonin Scalia, in which case Donald Trump would be the hero. Now, this author goes on to say,
so I'm a little interested in heroes, by the way.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Donald Trump, you know, I mean, you know, he's got enough awards, I think. But anyway, not many people believed that Cruz, this author says, would make it as far into the primaries as he did. He was the first Latino American ever to win a presidential caucus, a historical feat Republicans neglected to celebrate. Well, and so did the major media that always say they're so pro, you know, all the Latino stuff. But just not, it's just like Ben Carson when he comes, and he's the wrong kind of a black guy, you know. Unfortunately for Cruz, they say this year voters weren't looking for a constitutional conservative for president. If they were, he would have been the obvious choice. I think that's not true. I mean, I think there's a lot of them that were looking for him, but, you know, then they always end up and say, well, who could win? But anyway, back to the article. It says, instead, voters wanted a fighter that spoke their lingo, listened to their concerns, and one they felt had their backs against the political establishment and media elites alike. Those two both fit that most of the time, I think. That's why they were so well supported, I think. But anyway, that's what he gives us, his, you know, reasons. There's a bunch more in his article, but he finishes up, he says, although it might be politically expedient for the remaining rhinos in Congress, and if you don't know what a rhino is, what that stands for is Republicans in name only. Anyway, he says,
boy, do we got plenty of those, my friend.
To rid themselves of one of the few remaining true conservatives in the Senate, or for Donald Trump to rid himself of a potential primary challenger in 2020 in the event he breaks campaign promises or spends us further into oblivion, it is politically advantageous for everyone, especially we the people, to place Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court in order to make the nightmares of the left come true. Make the nightmares of the left. I don't know exactly. I mean, at least, so a nightmare for the left would be eliminating abortion, for example, and having the Supreme Court, you know, go against Roe v. Wade.
I know, could you imagine people living?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a nightmare.
Just imagine what would happen if people were allowed to live, Kurt.
Terrible. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a concern.
I'm telling you right now, though, you'd have women and people just committing suicide everywhere. It'd be a complete meltdown if that happened.
Yeah, little children being able to be born, and women and men growing up from babies to contribute to America and, you know, pay taxes
then
and all
probably
that.
Probably the extremists would double down on marriage if that happened, too. It'd be crazy.
Well, that's right. There you go again. Just boy, I tell you what, you can see why they'd be worried about it.
All right. Anyway, time will tell. Will we put Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court? Whatever we could do to reject Roe versus Wade and get rid of the pro-death agenda in America, I'm for, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
That's all I've got to say. And that's one thing that I really think Donald Trump needs to quadruple down on. Is the pro-life agenda, but I don't hear much about it, Kurt, really. I mean, there's a few people trying to rally for
right
it.
Now
there's a couple of state governments that are doing some decent work there, and I think that's good, but we really need to turn this into a snowball's rallying cry, if you will.
Yes.
In my humble opinion. Yeah. All right, there's a brutal, ugly eyewitness of communism, writes Bill Federer, right, Kurt?
a brutal, ugly eyewitness of communism. Yeah, Bill Federer is one of our favorite guys for a long time. He, you know, he's done a lot of great writings.
No doubt.
And, yeah, you know, and the whole communism thing we're talking about, you know, the whole, lately at least, it's been in the news quite a bit with old Fidel and stuff. And in this case, he's talking about somebody called Rasputin. Now, they say he's described as the holy devil that moved to St. Petersburg back in 1906 and began to gain access to the family of Tsar Nicholas II. I think the only thing I've ever studied about this is some of those Disney movies that cover it. But anyway, posing as a mystic, Rasputin was known for sexual excesses, strange prophecies, and claims of superstitious healing powers. As the Tsar and his family, this author from WorldNet Daily says, came under Rasputin's influence, it undermined the monarchy's credibility. This occurred while the Tsar was carrying out a cruel persecution against the Russian Jews, and as World War I was raging across Europe. You know, the one thing I wanted to bring this story up so much is, you know, we get told all these things about the important parts of history while you're in the government school, and later you find out most of that stuff had nothing to do with anything important.
And not only didn't it have anything to do with important, but it led you astray on the truth.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
You know, for example, you know, we think a lot of these dictator thugs, communist leaders are good people. Castro is a great example of that. You know, we act like this guy's right. Some hero, like somehow, you know, saving his people. Nelson Mandela, same way. You know, we have this psychotic agenda that we teach. It isn't truth at all, Kurt.
Yep. You're exactly right. So this story is really about this Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I think that's pretty well said. At least I've heard people say it that way. And who, I think he was the guy that stood up to those tanks you know, basically just said, hey, you know, we're not going to take this anymore. And he said, he was just talking about some of the different things that happened there in Russia, you know, in his book. And he's got a, he got a Nobel Prize for literature, I guess, in his book. And I haven't read it, but it'd sure be a good one, I'm sure. He says, I was among the troops that were marching towards the Elbe River. A little bit more and I would have shaken the hands of your American soldiers. But just before that, I was taken off to prison and my meeting did not take place. After a delay of 30 years, my LB is here today. I am here to tell you what we wanted to tell you then. Anyway, bottom line is some pretty good stuff. Look that article up. He could, you know, tells about Russian proverbs and different things. You know, great stuff. You know, I highly recommend the
article. And we've got more examples of the hostilities and abuse. The ugly eyewitnesses of communism, even, well, we'll talk about it on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I have watched, incredulous, as the CIA's blatant lie has grown and grown into a media story. Blatant, because the CIA has made no attempt whatever to substantiate it, writes Craig Murray, the former British ambassador to Uzbekistan. There is no Russian involvement in the leaks of emails showing Clinton's corruption, he continues. Yet this rubbish has been the lead in the Washington Post in the U.S., and The Guardian here in London, and was the lead item on the BBC main news. Murray was purged from his job as punishment for exposing the crimes of former Uzbek dictator Islam Karimov, the KGB-trained communist retread who ruled the former Soviet Central Asian Republic. Karimov operated one of the CIA's most notorious torture programs in which he would literally boil people alive with the approval of his paymasters. Few, if any, know better than Murray how the deep state deals with whistleblowers and dissenters. The CIA claims they know the individuals involved in the hack, Murray emphasizes. Yet under Obama, the U.S. has been absolutely ruthless in its persecution of whistleblowers and its pursuit of foreign hackers through extradition. We are supposed to believe that in the most vital instance imaginable, an attempt by a foreign power to destabilize an election, even though the CIA knows who the individuals are, nobody is going to be arrested or extradited. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about the absolute evil, ugly face of communism, ladies and gentlemen. The brutal, ugly, oftentimes an eyewitness reality of communism. Bill Federer writes the article, but we talked about the details of that article. But we've got many other articles relating to the communist hostility.
And before we go there,
being a thug leader for one, and the people literally living under a tyranny, people in Miami who have fled communism, literally dancing in the streets when Fidel died. We pray that there's a march towards freedom, but we doubt it's happening so far. Before we get there, Kurt?
Yeah, this article does reference Fidel Castro. And it says, that talks about a guy who wrote a book called Communism, A History. It's a Random House book back in 2001. He said, Stalin's regime needed another crisis, as Fidel Castro, the leader of communist Cuba, would explain, quote, the revolution needs the enemy. The revolution needs for its development its antithesis. And if enemies were lacking, they had to be fabricated. The same guy in his book continues, in 1934, a prominent Bolshevik, guy's name was Sergei Kirov. Now, wouldn't it be nice if you were taught these things and learned this real history? Anyway, he says the party boss of Leningrad was assassinated under mysterious conditions. Evidence points to Stalin. Kirov was gaining too much popularity in party ranks for Stalin's comfort. His assassination brought Stalin two advantages. It rid him of a potential rival. You know, we were talking about that in that last story about Cruz. The only difference is if Trump puts him on the Supreme Court, he didn't like kill him. You know, he did.
Yeah,
put
good
him
point.
On the Supreme
There's also a lot of similarities between what's going on in America today and a lot of these examples you're giving, Kurt. Assassinating opponents. We'll talk about that coming up in relation to the United States too, Kurt.
That's right. And they say it provided a rationale for instigating a vast campaign against alleged anti-Soviet conspirators.
Blame it on somebody else. Though, that you and I are domestic threats, that somehow we are anti-government and we want to down the country. It's all absolute lies. Remember, if you don't have an enemy, you got to create one, is what they say. You got to fabricate one. Same thing's going on in America today with Hillary Clinton and Bill and all these guys. You know, they want you to believe that somehow we're a domestic threat or dangerous to society. wow, to society. No evidence of that whatsoever, but it doesn't stop them from still creating the boogeyman. Even suggesting Trump is the leader of a racist undermining of civilized society scenario, it's completely bogus.
Mm-hmm. Great points. Back to the article, it says, purges of the 1930s were a terror campaign that in indiscriminate ferocity and number of victims had no parallel in world history. Authorities beat them, now get this part, until they confess to their crimes they have not committed.
Yeah, end there you quote. Go. That's yeah. how you do it.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn continues.
That's like you're a racist and you didn't even know it, Kurt, but as soon as you admit it, then, you know. You're on the road to reform, my friend.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn continued his warning. He said, on June 30th, 75, there's a Russian proverb. Now, I don't know too many Russian proverbs, but here's one. He says, the yes man is your enemy, but your friend will argue with you. I am the friend. I have come to tell you, one of your leading newspapers, after the end of Vietnam, had a full headline, quote, the blessed silence, end quote. He said, I would not wish that kind of blessed silence on my worst enemy. I spent 11 years in the archipelago, or labor camps. And then he continues, he said, it's not detente or a lessening of tension if we here can spend our time agreeably while over there people are groaning and dying in psychiatric hospitals. Doctors are making their evening rounds, injecting people with drugs which destroy their brain. There are tens of thousands of political prisoners in our country under compulsory psychiatric treatment, you know, and we're seeing some of that, you know, at least early parts in it here in America, you know. Solzhenitsyn went on, you know the words from the Bible, built not on sand, but on rock. Lenin's teeth. Anyway, it's just
and
a great
article.
And
let me tell you, that's the big
stuff.
Problem we have with communism is it's directly on a collision course. You either believe that God's in charge, people are free, they have their agency and the ability to choose, and government is instituted among men by the consent of the governed and has a proper limited role for the protection of people, but God is who we point to for the supreme leadership and being and guidance for the self-governing of individuals. Or you believe that a communist forced state, a man-made scenario, must make that occur. And the two are on an absolute collision course, and there's no way to somehow, you know, let the two work together, Kurt.
Yeah.
They're 180 degrees opposed to one another.
There's so much good in this. I hate to leave it, but let me just finish this last little part. Solzhenitsyn concluded, the author says, I call upon America to be more careful with its trust. Prevent those who are attempting to establish even finer legal shades of equality because of their distorted outlook, short-sightedness, and self-interest from falsely using the struggle for peace and for social justice to lead you down a false road. They are trying to weaken you. They are trying to disarm your strong and magnificent country in the face of this fearful threat, one that has never been seen before in the history of the world. I call upon you, ordinary working men of America, do not let yourselves become weak. He says, if we don't know our own history, we will simply have to endure all the same mistakes, sacrifices, and absurdities all over again. And the final sentence from the article says, in 1983, Solzhenitsyn received the Templeton Prize for Progress in Religion when he stated, we can only reach with determination for the warm hand of God, which we have so rashly and self-confidently pushed away.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. But you want more eyewitnesses of the evils of communism? All you got to do is go to Venezuela, folks. There's three main stories related to this, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you know, there's these Christmas ones, you know, that, you know, they're celebrating Christmas down there. You know, I mean, you got the big communist leader, the socialist leader tells this store, hey, you're going to lower your price for Christmas. And the guy says, well, you know, man, what good is it to sell shoes if I'm giving away my product?
Yeah, the headlines really, like really tell it. The headline says this: Venezuela orders stores to get into the Christmas spirit, Kurt. That's an order, my friend.
Yeah, if you don't do it, you're out of here. And they're going to be out of there when they don't make a profit, you know, right?
Well, that's what I think. But, you know, communists don't seem to think that. If you have government-sponsored, funded, manipulated reality and everything's just a farce, then it's hard to say. Now, they say Venezuela seizes nearly 4 million toys, will give them to poor kids. So now what you got is the government, what, a forced Santa Claus going on now, Kurt?
Yeah. Is that not stealing, Sam?
I would say so. What the government would say, though, is it's necessary. What do you
say?
Yeah, see,
they're passing around
man?
The goodies. You know?
You don't want kids to have toys, do you, Kurt? See, and that's how they go. And it's like, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. The argument's completely perverted. Can I speak for a second? No, you're a terrorist. Sit down. Shut up. Go to jail. You know, lose all your possessions. By the way, you're a racist, too, aren't you? Whatever they can, you know, you're anti-gay, too. We know that. And not only that, your poor woman's downtrodden under your abuse. Okay, whatever they can do to derail the discussion, but you literally have in Venezuela ordering stores, the government ordering stores to get in the Christmas spirit, literally stealing 4 million seizes, 4 million toys, supposedly going to give them to poor kids. That's not even all, Kurt. The third headline.
Well, yeah, and they think, I guess, that if they do that, then they'll get the support of the people. But there's a book called The Book of Mormon that outlines what is called the Gadiant Robbers. And these Gadiant Robbers would go in and they'd tell somebody, look, we're going to take your country. We're going to take your town. If you join us, we'll give you some of it. And that's basically what you're seeing here. Same kind of thing. The bad guys are saying, we'll steal for you, but we'll give you some of the spoils, you know.
Well, and what happens is people get deceived into believing if the government does it somehow that it's not stealing.
Yeah, I know. That's a very great point. If it's outside of the proper role of government, it's theft, maybe.
All right, the third headline is just as telling about how evil, in my opinion, communism really is. Headline says, Venezuelan fight to protect their savings as government literally pulls bills from circulation. We'll talk about that in seconds. Literally creating money, then pulling it from circulation for greater manipulation. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, Kurt, or one of the ideas of communism is to not allow people to have real money. That's a supreme law of the land constitutional idea for gold and silver and competition and currency and competition and trade. And, you know, government has to have ownership of all that. So they make these fake fiat bills, and now the government's not even happy with the bills they made, Kurt?
Well, that's right. The headline out of Caracas, Venezuela. Venezuelans fight to protect their savings as government pulls bills from circulation. Yeah, I guess they gave them a 72-hour countdown. You know, that's what, three-day deal. To turn in all their what they call 100 Bolivar notes before they're removed from circulation. One guy said, his name is Jose Orozco. He said, I've been saving for so long, withdrawing money every week, and for what? Nothing. He was holding a backpack full of money while he stood in line. The $100 Bolivar note is the highest denomination of Venezuelan currency. By the way, it's currently worth about 3 cents on the U.S. dollar. So anyway, not much money. But Venezuela's government announced that it is removing the bills from circulating because they're being purchased in bulk in international mafia groups that are, allegedly trying to overthrow the struggling socialist government by hoarding money abroad and starving Venezuela of cash. Yeah, right. It's always good when people want to blame something that they caused on somebody else. President Maduro down there said that by making his country's $100 bill illegal, he's hitting back against the mafia groups, who he claims have ties to the U.S. State Department, although he's never offered any solid proof to back his claims. I want to ask him a simple question. So what, you're going to make some other bill worth that, and it's a new print job? So do you think those bad guys might not be able to duplicate those?
At least for an hour or two, Kurt. And by the way, they're setting the stage, when we see this happening around the world, they're setting the stage to eventually do this to us too, Kurt. Remember, we mentioned these parallels of communism in America today.
That's right.
If you don't have an enemy, create one, falsely lie and manipulate, and you know. But really, you in Venezuela right now, they're seizing 4 million toys given into poor children, ordering stores to get into the Christmas spirit.
By lowering their prices is what they tell them.
Yeah.
You have to lower your prices.
Then literally just stealing people's savings accounts as they manipulate money. Just out of control government run amok. Whenever you basically divorce your reality from God's laws, there's nothing but trouble ahead, folks. It's that simple.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Ron Paul wrote an incredible email that he just sent me, Kurt. The headline is worth, I'm telling you right now, it's worth its weight in gold. It says this. Fake news, a Trojan horse for government censorship. Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Boy, is that spot on, Kurt.
Yeah.
Fake news, a Trojan horse for government censorship. Boy, is that right. And we need to be really careful. That's what they're doing. They're saying fake news, fake news. What they're really trying to do eventually is backdoor shut you and I up, Kurt.
Well, yeah, because we're not approved news. We're not, like, we haven't been trained for the ministry, you know what I mean?
I think we have. We pray to God. We understand God, family, and country. We understand the protection of life, liberty, and property. I mean, I think we're ready to go. But, see, it's all a matter of who's going to be in charge and who's going to be the... I mean, would we even have been able to report these Venezuelan stories, Kurt, if we were in Venezuela?
Yeah, good point.
I don't think that would be feeling safe for us or our families. All right, so anyway, fake news, a Trojan horse. For government censorship, writes Ron Paul. Boy, is he spot on. Now, Kurt, this isn't normal. Too many votes in 37 of Detroit precincts. Many articles about this topic. But, man, you got voter fraud going on. Now, I thought they said there was no voter fraud and that when you and I reported it's fake news, Kurt. Except now the whole state of Michigan's concerned about it, right?
That's a great point, Sam. Yep, that's right. They've actually found that hey, there were some troubles with their voting system. In fact, you know, the they went through there and they just couldn't match up the numbers. You know, when they checked into it, makes me think of just imagine if we started checking through the government. Well. You know, in any area
expense
of government.
Ledger.
Yeah, that's right. Where they spend it, like we see that $125 billion that the Pentagon buried the evidence for. And, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, there in Michigan, hey, they found that, dang, they had a little trouble with their numbers, and especially the numbers in the heavily Democratic areas where many times they had, well, some votes would be counted like six times, and the numbers just didn't match up. I mean, just imagine that. I mean, I know it's shocking to
they
you.
They say there were voter machine problems, and yep. They say after voter irregularities have been found in well over one-third of the Detroit precincts, the state of Michigan will now audit the precincts with what they call significant errors, Kurt. So they don't want to really call a spade. There was vote fraud and manipulation going on. They want to blame it on the machines, blame it on inadvertent errors, say irregularities. Every word that doesn't call a spade, Kurt. Every word to tone it down and make you think, golly, there was a couple of unintentional glitches and nothing more. That's the lie. That's the fake news they put out. The reality is it's all in Democratic areas. The reality is the most... over one-third of the precincts. These aren't just inadvertent, oh my goodness, errors. These are literally intentional manipulations. The problem is, Kurt, how do you prove it? Because remember,
well,
there's no paper trails.
Well, here at the Detroit paper, it's called the, what is it called? The Detroit News. Anyway, sorry, that's a pretty fancy name for it. They reported that officials couldn't reconcile vote totals for 610 out of the 1,680 precincts during a countywide canvas. Then they continued, they say most of those are in heavily Democratic Detroit, where the number of ballots in the precinct poll books didn't match those of voting machine printout reports in 59% of the precincts.
And my question, Kurt, is really, how do the machines know just to do that in the Democratic areas, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. Michigan state law says if precinct poll books don't match the ballots, then the original election results must stand. The director there, Daniel Baxter, he told the Detroit News, he's the Detroit elections director, he said, it's not good. He blamed the discrepancies on the city's decades-old voting machines, saying 87 optical scanners broke on election day. He said many jammed when voters fed ballots into scanners, which can result in erroneous vote counts of ballots if they're inserted multiple times.
It's just erroneous, Kurt. It's not really
they forgot to put the solution here, Sam, in the article.
Get rid of the voting machines and go back to paper ballots and let the precincts count on their own and independently report their results. And then have people total it up in complete transparency and have vote watchers from a variety of walks of life and even vote watchers that would be certified like a notary public kind of an idea where you would have your certification there for all to see. And if you're caught in a scandal, your career would be ruined kind of a thing. There's all kinds of ways to create integrity in voting, Kurt. I agree there's always going to be some degree of human error, but there becomes to where it's widespread and you can debate how intentional it is versus inadvertent realities. There's a big difference here. When you see it in well over one-third of the precincts, you can't say that it's fleeting, that it's tiny, that it's insignificant, yep, that it's unintentional, that it's at some point when you talk about these voter irregularities, in over a third of the precincts, you got to say there's more going on here, folks. Anybody in their right mind would have to agree there's more happening here.
Yep, good point. They go on to say in this article that this guy named Ken Kreider, he was a Republican candidate for District 19 of the Michigan House of Representatives. He said he watched the recount effort in Cobo Hall in Detroit with his wife, Penny. He claimed to have witnessed some serious ballot discrepancies. It says, Penny Kreider and I just got back from helping watch the recount. The officials shut things down at 8 p.m. Then they reconciled the differences from the machine count and the voter count on the computer. At this point, a metal tag seal with a serial number is put on the box, and the box was taken away. Penny's precinct, Detroit precinct number 152, had an unbroken seal and everything looked proper. The tag on the box said 306 and the book said 306 and the ticket said 306, so there should be 306 paper ballots on the box, right? Well, when they pulled out the ballots, the stack seemed short. And when they finished separating the two-page ballot to count the presidential page, only guess how many ballots were in the box. 304? No. 299? Nope. 200? Nada. How about 100? Wrong again. There were only 50 paper ballots in a locked, sealed box that again was supposed to have 306. He says. Wow, you know, Sam. Amazing stuff, huh?
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Serious concerns with vote fraud. You and I bring it up and they say we're crazy and we're a domestic threat. No wonder they think that as they do their very best to suggest fake news is the problem, and they got to solve it. What it really amounts to is government censorship. Don't let them get away with it. And by the way, I'm concerned about the new Donald Trump press secretary being floated. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more next hour. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips free. We're also on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Also, if you want an incredible lineup of talk show hosts, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Incredible news, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Would love your financial support and more. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic with the grace of the Almighty's help. This nation shall endure.